yes.
Okay.
Before I start, I'd just like you to look back at the last few verses that Graham read, verse 18. Jehovah is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. He preserves all them that love him. Amen. Can you just turn back to John 13, which I did a few weeks ago, but I didn't really get into. And I'm not going to get into it that much today. John 13. Remember, we were talking about the Last Supper and Jesus washing of the disciples' feet. And we had that lovely interlude with which always brings a smile to our face. But I want you to focus for a moment on the end of verse 8. The end of verse 8. The Lord's reply to Peter, he said, "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me." Most people use this passage to reflect on the servant heart which Jesus is showing us, but it is inextricably also to do with confession of sins if we hope to see the Holy Spirit moving amongst us and using us. So in other words, if we want to be used by the Lord and see the Spirit moving, we have to go through this regular process of cleansing. Now, we are clean in a salvation sense through the blood of Jesus, but we must allow him to wash us clean on a regular basis if we are going to be used for him, by him. And it seems that if this prayer is answered, it could be the last time before he comes. Now, just to give an encouragement before we start praying, I just wanted to point out an example that some of which you'll know, all of it you probably won't know, on the effects of answered prayer that ripple on for year after year after year. I just want to go back to the Hebridean revival of a couple of things. On the island of Lewis, which David Hartman and I know very well, Peggy and Christine Smith were two sisters in their 70s who accepted a burden to pray for revival. And they did this in their cottage, where Peggy was blind and Christine was severely arthritic, so they helped each other. They did this for approximately 10 years, and then one day in the 1940s, Peggy, who by then was 84, and she was blind, she had a vision of hundreds of young people coming to revival. There followed many prayer meetings in other cottages and barns from people praying for that vision he realized. I must add that this didn't happen in many of the churches, which should have nothing to do with this sort of thing. Now, at one such meeting, a young teenager, I'm pretty sure it was Donald MacPhail, whose son I know, was reading Psalm 24. Sit on the end of your seat, Kevin, here we go. Psalm 24, and apparently read, "Who shall ascend unto the hill of Jehovah, and who shall stand in the holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto falsehood, hath not deceitfully." Read that passage, was immediately convicted by it, threw his arms up to heaven and said, "Oh God, are my hands clean? Is my heart pure?" And then he fell to the floor along with everybody else as the presence of God filled the barn where they were praying and confirmed that the vision that Peggy had was of God. And then people began praying in cottages and barns all over the island in the belief that God was sending revival. A few weeks later, while leading a service in a local church, one of the pastors that knew this man said, so this boy, he's only about 15, saw that Donald had come under heavy conviction and asked him to lead in prayer. At the end of his short prayer, he looked up and saw a door opened in heaven and the throne of God, and he began to sob so heavily that he was unable to continue. And it was that point where the revival in the Hebrides began, right there and then. Now, one of the youngsters saved, who was a similar age to him, was Mary Ann Smith MacLeod. And she was a niece of Peggy and Christine Smith, who gave her a Bible to commemorate her mission. Shortly afterwards, Mary Ann left the island to looking for work, but never forgot the use of, got the Lord's use of young Donald MacPhail in her salvation, and later named her second son after him. This man is now the President of the United States, and that Bible is in the White House. You see, he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask. And as a lead into prayer, I got two questions. Do we believe that he is able to do abundantly above all that we ask? Do we believe the power of God to save even in these last days? And if we do, can we first start the way they started up there by asking the Lord to wash us clean so that we may be of use to him? Amen.
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 Heavenly Father, we thank you for the incredible ways in which you work. Thank you for the dedication of those two sisters. Though they were physically confined, were able to great things in your sight. Thank you that you opened the eyes of this young man, Donald MacPhail, and brought your revival to that island through him. What he did was he threw up his arms and asked you, he said, Lord, are my hands clean? Is my heart pure? I just pray, Lord, blow away the disappointments perhaps of the past, and please help us to establish a relationship with you through confession that we need if we are to. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.